Hey, you're Stocks from the 5 Yard Rush podcast, and you're listening to the Ballers Dynasty podcast. You're either here because you're in the league or you just got lost.
Welcome to another edition of the Ballers Dynasty League podcast. Four games to go. It is week 11, and as always, with a preview pod, I've got Stomo with me. Hey, mate.
Pity you've made it the right side so I can see now.
I know. I sorted it out for you just before we came on.
Appreciate it. I don't have to wear my glasses now, so that's good.
You get your monocle out.
I don't actually have glasses, so that wouldn't have helped me anyway. But I'm good, mate. How's things with you?
Yeah, absolutely buzzing for week 11. I say I'm buzzing. I'm actually quite scared. This could be my fourth loss on the trot, but we'll see why in a second. But before we get there, who is on a bye?
Oh, byes this week. I'm glad you asked. We have Jacksonville, Tampa, Seattle, and Miami.
Ooh. Tough
ones, actually. At least flip-flop will be quiet this week, eh?
Yeah, flip-flop will be just chilling. Well, actually, no, they'll probably just give a lot of stick because they know that they don't have to worry about their team losing.
Well, their team ain't losing, man. Their team's on the charge at the minute.
Shh, don't say too much.
Don't jinx them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just having a look ahead. So I think we've got a really big bye week coming up, and then we've got a week with no byes, and then a week with two teams. So we've got a bit of a mix and match coming up.
Right when it's all knuckling down for sorting your team out for a playoff spot.
Exactly, yeah.
Nice. Right, let's get to it. Straight in. Who's up first?
We start. this week, back... Sorry, I don't even know where you are. I am at the minute. So yeah, we start this week back in that awkward we should win, we should not win battle between Stocks and his bye week assassins and Ollie and his Gotham City Rogues. A win would take Ollie past Stocks, but a win for Stocks would take him back up the table again.
Just this battle between these two is absolutely nuts, and I really have no idea which way it's going to go.
Yeah, me either. Heavily favoured to Stocks currently, 69-31, I think, when I checked last.
It is 40-60 right now.
Oh, people have changed the team a bit there. So, obviously, Ollie must have put in Burrow. I'm guessing he hadn't put Burrow
in. Yeah, Burrow's
so,
in. Burrow's in, yeah.
So, yeah, you've got Burrow versus Rodgers. Stocks has to play Rodgers. His other two QBs are on a bye. You've got Ayuk versus Garrett Wilson, all young studs. And then you've got Ollie's main tight end is taking a hit, so he has to play Taysom unless he picks someone up. But against Andrews, and Andrews is carried a slight niggle, so he can definitely come back, and we know what he can do when he's firing. So, but yeah, they will be little fun battles to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of his bench is pretty much the same as always with the Stocks, but...
Has he got D'Angelo playing?
No, he's on the bench. Is
Dwayne? Sorry, mate.
Dwayne.
D-Wayne.
D-Wayne.
But yeah, that should be fun. Obviously,
yeah. I can't wait for this matchup. This could be another one of those Mark versus Stocks where it was like 10 points each and see who wins, flip of the coin.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Where their kickers are going to be the highest player.
Yeah, the kicker will be the...
Oh, sorry, I couldn't help myself down. I apologise.
Kickers are players too, you know, so they could get the win for you. Right, our second game is the big middle-of-the-pack game between Susie and her Pfizer Chiefs and Rob and his Witching Hour. A massive middle-of-the-table battle, both on 5-5. Here, it could be one of those that kind of gets them that win needed to... I mean, obviously, they can't cement a place in the playoffs, but that is a huge a huge step in the right direction getting a win right now in these 5-5 battles. With how many of there are you? Five of you?
Yeah, create some separation, can't it?
Yeah.
It's also the Wrexham battle. And what's cool about this one, it's currently at 50-50, which I like. I don't think I've seen a 50-50 this year. So I'm all excited about that. And if I'm not mistaken, we might even have another one current. I know people haven't sorted their teams out, but yeah, 50-50 is cool. So players to watch out for. What I've gone for on this, I've gone for a couple of RB2s that are now RB1s.
Oh, interesting. So I've
got, yeah, Pollard versus... Pollard and Singletary for Susie versus Foreman and Carter for Rob.
Nice.
And then I've gone for Mr. Juwan Johnson, who seems to be, you know, balling it out at tight end for the Saints against Kittle. And yeah, Kittle, as you can tell, Susie's another one Susie's put up for trade. Just not performing, is he? Well, I'm going to say he's not performing. I don't think he's getting the ball is the problem. We all know what he's capable of. So that'd be a nice little tight end battle.
Well, obviously, Johnson is the only wide receiver able to catch a ball in the Saints at the moment. So,
yeah, it looks it, doesn't it?
No wonder he's getting all these points. Susie still needs to put a defense in her team. So, Rob Stone's got a kicker to sort out too.
Kickers are players too, man. Kickers are players too.
So, those are two things that need to change in these teams. But apart from that, everybody else is sorted.
Yep. So, yeah, I think the stats currently say so how close this game could be. So it would be interesting to watch for sure.
Yeah. Why is your kicker, Stormo, predicted 0 points?
Which one?
Greg Vilek. The kicker.
Chargers kicker. Because he's the third choice kicker. So one of the other two might be coming back potentially.
Cameron Dicker goes back to practice squad.
Yeah. So I think maybe Dustin Hopkins is coming back or the other guy that's number two, I can't remember. He'll be playing bloody defensive line this weekend anyway.
Well, to be fair, it says if Hopkins is unable to play again week 11, Dicker could get another opportunity to handle kicking duties.
Yeah, it might be that number two might be injured then.
But this will be the third week, which means that they then need to sign him.
Oh, interesting. Oh, yeah.
Well, forget about it. They won't want to do that, will they?
No, you don't want to sign your third choice kicker.
No.
So what would they do? Kick him off and then just get another free agent? That's a bit mean.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah. That's mean.
Nobody wants that. Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants that. Get Dicker the kicker on the payroll.
Just give him a couple of pennies, it'll be fine.
Yeah, man. It's only a kicker.
Yeah.
You'll be happy. Give him a 10 G's, he'll be happy with that. I'll fucking come do it for 10 G's.
Yeah.
Yeah, looking at the next game, it's a must win for Mark and his rolling with my homies as he goes up against a tough team and Dan and his Finn Supers. A win takes Mark just one win away from the playoffs. And obviously a win for Dan keeps him in that or keeps him or gives him a bit of separation from that bunch in the middle.
Yeah, there's 5-5s that are all bunched up.
Yeah.
It's just not, absolutely nuts. I mean, that just shows how crazy this season has actually been. The fact that Mark all the way down there is one game out if he gets this win.
No, like if I was Mark, I'd be hoping not to win. But this is another one. If you look at it, it's also, I think it was 50-50 when I checked, but it's now 49-51, I think, the other way.
Yeah, Dan's got 51 to Mark's 49.
It's a place to keep an eye out on this one. Obviously, Elijah Mitchell.
Did you give everybody new names at the moment?
Coming up with things, yeah. That's because I write shorthand because I've got a smaller notebook. So I just put
fair.
Because I don't want to write over too many pages to confuse myself. You know? So, yeah, obviously, he's now back from injury and got a fair workload in that first game back. So you can watch Mitchell versus Hunt. So it's a battle of the RB2s in their teams. Or I would say Mitchell's probably RB2.
Yeah.
Then you've got Stevenson for Dan versus Harris. So that's another... your own teammate running back battle. And then Mark's finally got commit starting and going against Schultz for Dan, who's decent for the Cowboys at the minute.
One thing that Dan's got going for him is the fact that Herbert has just been put on a 4-game IR. So Monty will be just the number one back in, well, I say number one back in Chicago. You've got Fields, who's also the number one back in Chicago. Yeah. So.
Fields is RB one, Monty's RB two.
Yeah.
Enough, a bit more work, less shared work for Monty.
Yeah. Both their quarterbacks at the moment are out. So they've got Kyle Murray going up against Matthew Stafford. So both dealing with not playing this weekend. So we'll see who comes out of their out period first.
Yeah. They're one's a hamstring, one's a concussion, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one's got Dalton and one's got Goff to put in. So that could change things if they have to play one of those guys.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Exactly.
And yeah, Mark has got rid of Dulcich. Well, he's not got rid of him, but Dulcich is back on his bench. And like you say, Komet is in, which is good.
Yeah, so we say we'll see next week whether he made the right decision or not. It's on school. You had him two chances against school, good points, and then the week you put him in, you know what they're like.
Exactly. They will give you a big fat bagel.
Fingers crossed, mate. Fingers crossed.
Right, the fourth game is your game, Stormo. As always, your Rex City Thunder have the chance to carry on your winning streak as you now play against Thacker and his Generals. With the table so close, everyone from third all the way down to last are in a crazy mix for being in and out of the playoffs, so it's a must-win for Thacker if he is wanting to get into the playoffs. However, it's also a must-lose for Thacker if he is wanting to get that number one pick. I mean, about you. You're definitely on the charge to even potentially get up into second and first place at the moment. So,
yeah, that'd be fun. This is the game where top place bottom. This is my one coming in now, which means every game I've got after this is against anyone that finished in the top five last year.
Yeah.
So, currently heavily favoured towards, well, heavily, I'll say majority favoured towards me, 64-36. And what I've gone for here is Thacker's three running backs, Connor Henry and Cook, versus my prime wide receivers, Adams, D-Hop and Jefferson. So that would be a great little head-to-head knockout punch for someone.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Yes, so there's a lot along the line. Obviously, I want a bit of separation from the 5-5. Thacker either wants to try and get out of the zone and get towards the playoffs or head the other way and get the first pick. So, but yeah, there's strong teams out.
But, I mean, yeah, because Thacker's got some players that can score some points. So, and don't forget those people who are potentially wanting that first pick. Any tanking that is illegal, that we like to call illegal tanking, they automatically get 10th pick in the draft. So just be warned, we'll be watching.
The football gods will be watching. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway,
right, so I was going to say, finish it off.
Finally, Pitsy, your schedule goes from bad to worse as your strong side Cornbread now go up against Simon and his Fresh Prince of IR. Win here will confirm a spot in the playoffs for Simon. Ooh, interesting. This is also, wasn't this the same battle you were having a couple of weeks ago to confirm top spot?
It was literally only a couple of weeks ago that it happened.
And it's still predicted to be pretty close. I know you've got your quarterback dilemmas.
I don't know who to put in. At the moment, it's Lamar, but I feel like Fields could be the play at the moment because he's a hot hand.
He's the hot hand. Yeah, mate, you've got to stick with the hot hand, I think.
But then Lamar is playing Carolina, so...
Yeah. Well, Carolina did the Tampa.
Yeah. I mean, Fields, they're playing Atlanta. Oh, I just don't know.
I just don't know, man.
I just don't know. Steelers D is going straight back in. I mean, mainly because Seahawks are on a bye. But I think the Steelers, now that they've got TJ back, they just fire completely different when he's playing.
Yeah. They're a different kettle of fish.
And I've got all sorts of issues with my team now. It is an absolute joke. I've just lost Cup. So Van Jefferson's going in. Jacoby Myers is in because we've got, who else? Some of the people out.
Yeah, that's a major loss for you, mate. Major loss.
Yeah. I've got some big bye weeks as well this week. Obviously, Tyreek Hill is on a bye. Cup is on a out. Plus,
you've lost your two prime receivers as well. Ouch.
Yeah, it's a tough one. So Simon's coming in at a good time, really.
Yeah, so currently favoured, but still close favoured, you know, percentage-wise. 55 to Saad to 45 to you. For you, I've gotten your running back. So Sanders, J-Rob, we'll see what J-Rob does on his new team. And Drake. Drake seems to have done quite well. And, you know, I've slagged them off, but I've given Saad's wide receivers a bit of grief. But I'm betting on them this week. So you've got Robinson for the Rams, who obviously now Cup's down. And you obviously just spoke about Van. So someone's got to get Cup ball.
Yeah.
You've got Peoples Jones, who seems to be ticking along nicely for the Browns. And then I'm going to go, obviously, Deontay Johnson for the Steelers. So, yeah, that's one I want to go. Size wide receivers versus your running backs as the face-off battle on that one.
Yeah, and Size also got to try and work out what's going on with Goddard because he kind of came off limping last night.
Yeah, and looks like he's going to be out for a bit.
Size actually also got Jeff Wilson still on his team, and he needs to be changed because he's on a bye.
He's on a bye, yeah.
Not that I'm trying to help him or anything. Don't want to be doing that.
No, I'm trying to help him set his lineup or anything.
Yeah, keep him in. Keep him in, it'll be fine.
He'll play, trust me.
Yeah. he's definitely got a game in this week.
Sweet.
All right, I was saying in the other pod, it's just crazy how close this season is.
Yeah, mate. That's the fun of a dynasty, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I just have
always,
a look for...
always competitive.
Yeah. I was trying to have a look further forward to see, because like you just said then about after your top versus bottom game from last season, and then the rest will be against top opponents. I was trying to look forward to see where I then kind of come in with all my games. And obviously I've got Cy this week, but then I've got Mark in week 12, you in week 13, which will be a big one because you might have caught me by then and you could be coming into second place.
Yeah.
Then I've got Susie in week 14 to finish it all off.
I think I've got Cy last. So I've got Cy, you, Dan, and obviously Thacker this week. So.
You do have Simon last. Ooh.
Yeah. Depends who's hit by the bye more on that week because I think that's the bigger bye week.
Oh, mate. It's crunch time. It is getting there. Four games. I can't believe there's only four games of the fantasy season left.
Oh, mate, don't. Well, four of regular season.
Yeah, sorry, that's what I meant. Four games of the fantasy regular season.
Regular season, yeah. Okay, so, Pitsy, let's talk about Mr. Bigster.
Who you think you are? Trying something new there.
I think it definitely worked, mate. It popped. So, highest predicted score in quarterbacks. This might help you, Pitsy. Mahomes, Jackson, and Hurts.
Well, yeah, but they predicted that, but are they going to get it?
I don't know. It's a prediction. They're never bloody right.
No, exactly.
Running back, Barkley, CMC, and Eckler. So that's pretty much Simon right there, dude. So you're screwed. Wide receiver, Diggs, Jefferson, and Lamb. Tight end, Kelsey, Andrews, Higbee. Kicker, Tucker. Defense, Ravens, Pats, and Niners.
Interesting.
Games to watch out for. Tennessee versus Green Bay Thursday night. Carolina versus Baltimore, Rams versus New Orleans, Vegas Raiders versus Denver, Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Pinty.
Dallas versus Minnesota, and Kansas City versus the LA Chargers. So, yeah, our whole division is a divisional matchup, all four games.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, the Steelers are playing at 9:25. That means I get to watch them in the evening. That'll be nice.
Hey, mate, you at least get to see the third and fourth quarter, won't you?
Yeah. We only got three 9 o'clock games there. That sucks.
Oh, God's sakes. Yeah, because Chargers were bumped up, weren't they?
Yeah, so you've got the Denver Raiders game, Dallas Minnesota game, and Cincy Pittsburgh game as the three 9 o'clock games.
At least I can watch my boy Kirk. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
This should be a good game, Dallas Minnesota. They're both looking all right.
Both play well. Yeah.
Sweet, mate. Well, that's week 11.
11 preview. Yeah.
All wrapped up. And then hopefully by the time people listen to this, we might be able to get Thacker on.
Yeah. In another 18 years or so.
Yeah, something like that.
And then we're going to try and get Stocks back on again.
Yeah. And any other guests that want to come on, obviously.
Well, this is it. Like, if there is anyone out there, anyone who's listening, they want to have a guest appearance, just shout out.
Maybe we can even get Statman Rob back on. Who knows?
No, I think he's done and dusted, didn't he?
Nah, he's got one more in him, I reckon.
Has he got one more in him?
Hopefully.
It'll be that one week where he's in the final and he's...
when he wins the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's what Susie said. She's not coming on until she wins it.
Yeah, sweet. We can make it happen. We can make it happen. Yeah. Anyways, mate, it's been fun chatting. So, until next time.
Until next time. Ballers.